Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's
seeds.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Yeah.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us. Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, 33. And today is Monday, February the 20th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today must have got a very, very important topic for you today. Today we want to go a little bit deeper down the rabbit trail. Yesterday we was talking about your ability to oscillate or to vibrate or your reason, if you will, for living or for being or for doing. So today we talked about, or yesterday, talking about how important it is for you to under, over, and understand that in order for you to be successful, you have to be able to pull out your limited belief system, your negative habit pattern. And the only way that you pull that out is if you create an environment of unconditional love for yourself. And you cannot see this negative habit pattern. You cannot see your core imprint. You cannot begin to examine it, to look at it, unless you create an environment where it is a non-judgmental environment. It's a place where you can be you. Once you do that, then you are able to start examining your core imprint. Once you examine your core imprint, you will find that there is a reason why. Once you find this reason, that is the underlying automatic pattern. Now, everybody has one. We all oscillate or vibrate automatically on our subconscious brain. So from a subconscious level, you are on automatic pilot, and you do things without even thinking. It's automatic. And so you have a subconscious belief system. And so you have to be able to examine this subconscious belief system. This subconscious belief system attracts everything into your life. This belief system and your life are identical. Your subconscious belief system is the thing that formulates everything in your life. And you are sabotaging your success because of this subconscious belief that prohibits you from achieving success in any area, because it is an undetectable belief. And your behavior right now is driven by your thoughts and your emotions. But your thoughts and your emotions are controlled by a fear-based mechanism. So you have to examine your core imprint, your core belief, because your core beliefs are contradictory. Sorry about that. Are your core beliefs contradict what your conscious belief is saying? Let me say that again. Your core belief contradicts what your conscious belief is saying. And so you have a core belief that contradicts what your conscious belief is saying. And so even though you have a conscious belief that says one thing, your core belief says another thing. And so what is the reason, or how do you override your core belief that is subconscious? Well, first of all, you have to understand, like we talked about in yesterday's show, you have to create an environment that is totally non-judgmental for yourself, because if you do what I've done, if you do it for other people, when those other people turn their back on you, you lost your reason. If you do it for other things, when those other things are taken away from you, you lost your reason or your power. And the solution to do follows the reason to do. So what is your reason for wanting to be wealthy? What is your reason for wanting to be healthy? What is your reason for wanting to be wise? And what is your reason for wanting to be a good relationship? What is your reason? You see, you have a reason, but your reason that you have is not good enough. The reason that you are doing what you're doing today is not good enough for you to continue to do it tomorrow. Your reason is not good enough. The reason that you are living your life is not good enough. What is your reason for living? What is your reason? What made you get out of bed this morning? What's your reason? What's your reason for going to work? What is your reason for paying your bills on time? What is your reason for being happy or sad? What is your reason? What's driving you? What is the prevailing thought that runs through your mind on a subconscious level that drives you to do the behavior that you do? What is the reason that you drink alcohol? What is the reason that you go on these excursions or you do what you do to escape your reality? Because your reality is so dark and so bleak that you got to do certain things, or you got to go out on these wild weekend excursions or these adventures to feel, because you don't feel anymore. What's your reason? What is the reason that you live in the past instead of living in the present? What is the reason that you live in the future and not in the present? What is the reason, my brother? What is the reason that you are doing what you're doing? Do you find yourself existing instead of thriving and living? What is the primary reason? You see, my brothers and sisters, all of the reasons that you can list, and there are many of them, there are millions of reasons that we do what we do. Maybe you live for your family. That's the reason that you do what you do. Maybe your reason is because of your business. Maybe your reason is because your job. Maybe your reason is because you want to provide for your parents who are getting up in age. Maybe your reason is because you want to start a business. Maybe your reason is because you want to change jobs. You want to develop or you want to go to school. Maybe your reason, what is your reason for wealth? What is your reason for health? What is your reason for wisdom? What is your reason for being or wanting to have a great relationship? Perhaps your reason is because you want the approval of somebody else. Perhaps your reason is because of the fact that you want to impress somebody of the opposite sex. Maybe you got a reason for getting up this morning and working hard because the reason is that you want to show your woman and you want to show men that a woman can do anything that a man can do. That's your reason. Maybe your reason is the fact that you're a man and your father told you that you was going to be nothing and you want to prove your father wrong. So that's your reason. Maybe your reason for doing what you do is because, you know, you want, you know, the white man is holding you down and you're tired of it and you want to show that a black man can be successful or an Hispanic man or a Puerto Rican or whatever. What's your reason? See, whatever reason you got, my brothers and sisters, is that reason, is external reason, is the reason why you're not successful. Or more successful. Let me make sure you understand how it works, my brothers and sisters. See, the reason that you have that is motivating you, if that reason is outside of you, then that reason can be taken from you. Let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. See, your goals, your intentions, everything that you're doing, see, achieving success in any of the four areas that we're talking about will always be sabotaged if the reason that you are striving for that success is outside of you. If your reason for being wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship is because, if I'm driven because of I want to impress somebody of the opposite sex, and the moment that that person that I'm trying to impress decides that they are no longer impressionable, meaning they decide that they're out. So let me make sure you understand. So you live your entire life for Jim Bob or for Sue. And then Sue comes home one day and she says, you know what, I'm not feeling this marriage anymore. I'm out. And your entire life is built on Sue. And Sue comes home and tells you that, hey, I'm not interested no more. Or Sue get a new job and the job is taking your place. Or Sue got a new man. Or Sue got a new car. Sue got a new wardrobe. Or maybe Jim Bob. Maybe you're Sue. And maybe you're living your life with Jim Bob. And Jim Bob is not interested. Jim Bob is actually chasing another skirt. Jim Bob is totally dedicated to something else. And you're living your life with Jim Bob, and Jim Bob don't even know that you exist. And so your reason has just been removed. Now, what's your reason? Anytime your reason for being exists outside of you, that reason controls you. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you live for any of the above that we've been talking about and things that I've been listening, I've been talking about other people, other things, for your grandparents, for your mother, your father, for aunt or uncle, if that's your reason for what you do, why you do what you do, if you're doing it for somebody else, then you are dragging around a ball and chain. And you will always be prone to anxiety because you cannot control anything that's outside of you. And so you are wondering every day, is my reason going to be taken away? And if you live your life because you are doing something to impress someone outside of you, you are in trouble. Because that means that, remember, the solution to do doesn't come until you have a sufficient reason to do. The universe will not respond to you until the universe knows that you are you. Until you are being authentic, the universe doesn't recognize you. The universe only recognizes stars. The universe only recognizes itself. The universe doesn't recognize false, fake, and phony. So the universe rejects anything that doesn't vibrate like itself. And so if you are vibrating, if you are doing something, my brothers and sisters, that doesn't allow you or that requires you to go outside of yourself to be you, then you cannot reach the high. You'll reach a level of success, but you will not be able to live in the quantum realm. You will not be able to live in the superconscious realm. You will not be able to activate all the 12 strands of your DNA. See, my brothers and sisters, your reason must be innate. Your reason to be must be innate. It must be inside of you. Your reason that you want to be, your reason that you are acknowledging that you are already, the reason that you are vibrating, the reason that you are wealthy, the reason that you are healthy, the reason that you are wise, the reason that you are in a great, awesome, inspiring relationship, the reason is because you are designed by God to vibrate on that scale or that level. You see, my brothers and sisters, you were born wealthy, healthy, wise, and designed for great relationships, but you learned how to not be in one, meaning that you failed. You were born up here, and you slowly vibrated down here. You see, my brothers and sisters, you are born with a subconscious pattern that is wealthy, healthy, wise, and automatically in a giving, supportive relationship. So if you're not vibrating on that level, that means that something happened that changed your subconscious pattern. So there must be a positive intention that is motivating all your behaviors. In order for you to be successful, there must be a positive intention that is driving all of your behavior. The subconscious mind will cross land and sea to protect you and what you believe right now. Since your subconscious mind, your ego, is going to do everything within its power to keep you from changing your current negative habit pattern, you have to have an innate reason that is strong enough to identify your core subconscious belief that was overwritten by your environment and your teachers and your negative events. You have to have a pattern that overrides your existing pattern. This new pattern must be so powerful that it identifies with your star or with your higher self, with your crown chakra. Right now, your current pattern of self-sabotage is present, and it is oscillating, and it is vibrating. And right now, this is a fear-based mechanism. So you have to ask yourself, what do you believe to be true about yourself? Or you have to ask yourself, is your life in order and in alignment with the standard? You see, for an example, if your pattern that you are oscillating and vibrating in right now is a pattern that says that it is okay for me to eat past the point where I'm full and for me to eat processed unhealthy food on a regular, continually basis. If my pattern says, and my behavior is proof of my pattern, because I'm full, and I know that I'm full, but I continue to eat and eat and eat. And then I'm continuing to eat something that's unhealthy. And I'm continuing to eat something that's processed. I'm continuing to eat something that is glucose laden, so whatever. But that is my pattern. Now, that pattern overrides my normal pattern that says I need to eat something alkaline, that I need to eat something green, that I need to eat something, again, that's plant-based. that I need to eat something that's organic. So my natural state is overwritten by a sabotaging or a subconscious belief that has came from my environment, that came from my childhood, that came from either my mother or my father, from someone else. And that overwritten the standard. Now, the standard is based upon something that is designed to allow me to oscillate and vibrate in optimal health. So I need to optimize my life. And in order for me to optimize my life, I need to make sure that my wealth, my health, my wisdom, and my relationships are all vibrating on my path. So my life path number establishes optimization for my wealth. My expression number establishes the optimization for my health. My soul edge number establishes my optimization for my wisdom. My personality number, my outer personality number that's made up of all of the consonants of my name, establishes my relationship, my optimized relationship. So if I want a great relationship, I got to add up all of the consonants in my name. I got to find that number, and I need to oscillate and vibrate on that frequency. So if I don't tune in, that means that my life is not optimized. That means that I'm vibrating on a pattern that's not my original. So my original pattern is made up of my life path number, my expression number, my soul edge number, my personality number. In other words, it's made up of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Those four numbers are optimized, or they should be in harmony with my mind, will, emotion, imagination, and my intellect. Meaning that in order for me to override my core imprint, I have to optimize my life. And the way that I optimize my life is I understand that for me to optimize my life, for me to live my life at the highest level, for me to be and to operate in the super conscious realm, and for me to operate and to vibrate in Christ consciousness, for me to vibrate in the quantum realm, for me to vibrate on a multi-dimensional level. In other words, for me to be able to access and to go off the grid to get solutions to my problems. So I got a wealth problem. And if I got a wealth problem, in order for me to optimize my wealth problem, I have to override my core imprint. And I cannot override my core imprint because I can't identify it. So to identify my core subconscious belief, I have to create an environment of unconditional love, and I have to tell myself for real. See, my core imprint knows that I'm lying. My core imprint knows that I want to get away with it, meaning I want to do away with it. So my pattern of overeating or my pattern of spending more money than I make or my pattern of not applying the wisdom that I know or my pattern of not getting out of an unhealthy relationship or whatever my subconscious core imprint is, whatever my negative habit pattern is, cannot be overwritten because, number one, I didn't create an environment of unconditional love that tells myself it is okay because I was taught or I learned this pattern of overeating. I learned this pattern of spending more money than I make. I saw it somewhere as a child. I learned this pattern of reading stuff and not applying what I know. I learned this pattern of ignorance. I learned this pattern. I did not see a healthy relationship. I saw all my father and my uncles and other men, they all had side chicks, or they all didn't come home at night, or they all, you know, raised and verbally abused the women that I saw. I saw this pattern, and this pattern overrode the pattern that I was given with or born with, and now I am not on my life path. I now have learned the social path, or now I am a psychopath. I'm not vibrating and operating on because I learned. This is learned behavior. So now I have to unlearn it, but I can't because it's a pattern. It's a negative habit pattern that is subconscious. I can't identify it. I don't know where it started. and I can't identify it unless I love it. I can't identify it until I love it. And you say, well, Brother Will, why would I want to love something that is negative? I don't want to do that. Because God is love. By loving yourself, you're exposing God to yourself. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So I overeat. So I'm going to love the fact that I overeat. I'm not going to try to change it. Because then I'm going to make overeating comfortable. And the same way God gave the children out in the desert, they was crying for meat. And so God says, okay, y'all want meat? He gave them so much meat that meat became nasty to them. Guess what they did? They stopped complaining and they stopped eating meat. When your flaw becomes nasty to you, you're going to stop doing it. So my encouragement to you is, you overeating, keep overeating. Don't stop. Make it comfortable. Make it okay for you to not be okay. See, right now, you're not okay. So your energy that you're putting into trying not to overeat empowers you to overeat. So you bring about what you fear about. You are putting in energy by trying to take energy out. So the enemy knows he's going to put this con job on you. He's going to get you to focus on not. And unfortunately, the brain does not comprehend the word not. So whenever you're focusing, whatever you're focusing on is actually what you are manifesting in. Meaning that if you're focusing on trying not to do something, you're putting energy into doing something. So you don't focus on not trying to do something. Never tell me, I'm not interested in what you are against. I'm only interested in what you are for. Let me say that again. I'm not interested in what you are against. I'm only interested in what you are for. Let me say that again. I'm not interested in what you are against. I don't care if you are against the white man. I don't care if you are against Trump. I don't care if you are against, you know, abortion. I don't care if you are against homosexuality. I don't care what you are against. Neither does the universe. The universe is not I'm against universe. The universe is a universe of intention. The universe is only interested in what you are for. What you are for, you get more. So the universe is not interested, brothers. The universe is not interested, sisters, in what you are against. So everybody is, I can't believe Trump is in office. Man, are you serious, man? Let's go protest. Let's go picket. Let's go march. Man, niggas will march in a minute. But we ain't going to bust a grape. Oh, we love to march. What is a march going to do? Nothing. Because what you are marching, you are promoting. Whatever you are against is what you draw into your life. Because guess what? Fear is an emotion too. So if you are against something, you're putting energy into something. So never tell me what you are against. Please tell me what you are for. What are you willing to die for, brother? What are you willing to die for? That's your reason. Until you are willing to die. The Bible says it this way. Any man that will lose his life will find it. Any man that's not willing to lose his life will never find his life. So are you willing to die for your wealth? Yeah, you don't have a reason to die. So until you find a reason to die, you don't have a reason to live. Let me say that again. Until you find a reason to die, you don't have a reason to live. Now, I'm willing to die for knowledge today. I'm willing to die for the truth. I'm sick and tired of half truth. I'm sick and tired of partial truth. I am willing to die for the truth. That's why I put my life on the line every day for the truth, not a version of it. I'm not interested in talking about no version. I'm interested in the King James version of the truth. I've already been there, done that. I'm only interested in one. I'm only interested in the truth. I'm only interested in the big G. That's why I don't hang out with little G's. So what is your reason for wealth? The reason precedes the plan. You will never get a plan for wealth until you have a reason for wealth. Why do you want to be wealthy? You don't have a reason. That's why you don't have a plan. That's why you're not wealthy. Not you, me. Now, what does that mean? That means that I came to God and said, God, I want money so I can go buy me a convertible Corvette. That's actually one of my plans. God's like, that's not good enough, homie. Come back when you got a good plan, when you got a good reason. So I came back, say, okay, God, I got a reason. I want to be wealthy so I can take care of my children, God. That's not a good reason. What you mean? That's my family. That's outside of you. Do you think you made those children? No. Those children belong to me. I'll take care of them. You ain't God. Go home, do some homework, come back, talk to me later. So I went home, did some homework. Okay, those children that God gave me, they're not mine. They're God's children. He just gave them to me to manage for 18 years and then release them to him. I don't own them. So that's not a reason. So I can't live for my children. Women, please hear me. You can't live for your children, women. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I know that little mojito, that's your little mojito. I understand. But unfortunately, you living your entire life for your son or for your daughter. What happened when them suckers are gone? Your life is gone. God forbid, I pray it never happens. But what happens if your son or daughter, the reason that you're living for, what about your husband? Oh, you live for your husband, right? Oh, yeah, your man, ooh, yeah, you worship the ground he walks on. What happens when he leaves you? Your reason is gone. I don't know if you understand. And so the reason that you don't have the plan to do, or the reason that you don't have a plan is because you don't have a reason. The reason always precedes the plan. You cannot get the plan to get wealth or to be wealthy until you have a reason to be wealthy. And since you don't have a reason to be wealthy, the plan to be wealthy eludes you. Now, you got a purpose, but remember, purpose establishes the plan. The plan establishes the procedure. The procedure establishes the process. The process leads to the product. The product develops the profit. The profit gives you prosperity, and prosperity gives you peace. So you go, and we could meet in the Bahamas, and we could all sit around the table and sip pina coladas. But we need purpose. Because purpose is the reason. You see, purpose is the only thing that's innate. It's not outside of you. Brother, it's not outside of you. Sister, you was born with it. God predestined you in your mother's womb. But since your purpose is unknown, your plan is unknown. Because purpose precedes plan. Plan precedes procedure. Procedure precedes process. Process precedes product. Product precedes profit. Profit precedes prosperity. Prosperity precedes peace. Without those seven P's, you can kiss the baby. You will not be wealthy. You will not be healthy. You will not be wise. And you will not be in a great relationship because you don't got a reason. And God says you got a reason, but it ain't good enough for God. The universe doesn't respect your reason. The universe respects its reason. God says, I placed something inside of you. Before you was born, I only respect that. So you go to God, you got a reason, God. I want to start this business because I want to save the whales. And, I want to make sure that we plant trees. And, Father, I want to make sure that, no animal goes harmed. So I'm going to be a vegan, and I'm not whatever. And, every time I see somebody with a fur coat on it, I'm going to throw paint on it because, I'm going to go out and I'm going to picket every abortion clinic. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to march, I'm drawing the Kill Whitey movement because of what they did to us in slavery. And I'm going to do this, and God is like, the universe is looking like, this Negro is dumb as a box of rocks. The universe is not interested in none of that bullshit, isn't it? The universe only responds to itself. The universe only recognizes love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. These laws, these man-made laws, your morals, your ethics, don't compare to God's, brother. His ways are higher above our ways. His thoughts are high above our thoughts. And so until your thoughts resonate with his, he doesn't recognize you because game recognizes game. God only recognizes other gods. And as long as you acting like a peasant, God is not interested in your reason. Oh, you got a bunch of them. I got more than you. You know how many reasons I got? I can talk from now until, I can talk for at least 6 hours nonstop. about my logic, my reason and logic for doing what I'm doing. Well, I'm a very learned man, brothers and sisters. I've read a bunch of books, wrote some too. I can wax eloquently for hours about my reason for starting the Eagles Club, or my reason for wanting to get wealth, or my reason for my frequent intense training program, or my reason for my Life After Infidelity series, or my reason for The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. I got reason after reason after reason, but none of them suckers lined up with my purpose. Therefore, every time I went out and I did not have a reason to do, that means I did not have the plan to do. Because reason is a code word for purpose. So where there is no reason to do, there cannot be no plan to do. Because the plan comes from the purpose. And where purpose is known, where purpose is not known, the plan eludes you. And so you're trying to figure out a plan by which to establish and optimize your life. And you're going through life, and you need a plan, but you got gimmicks. And all of these gimmicks, all of these multi-level, well, let me not say that, all of these different opportunities that are presenting themselves to you, none of them suckers line up with your original purpose. Therefore, the universe rejects them, and it rejects you. Because the universe only responds, now if you want to test my theory, I'll just go out into the world and take on some demons and some devils. And they will tell you, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? What does that mean? Devils are dispositions. So when you go up against people and you tell people, hey, and they say, hey, man, what do you do for a living? Well, you know, hey, man, I'm Master Teacher 33, and you know what? I'm a spiritual therapeutic specialist. I specialize in exercising dispositions. Oh, really? Yeah, what does that mean, brother? Well, see that disposition that you got? That's not authentic. That's not you. Oh, so what are you saying, brother? You're fake. You're just regurgitating something that the Reverend Dr. Bishop told you. Oh, so now you think you got the, you know, you're Mr. Know-it-all. You're the Lone Ranger. You're the only one that got access to God? Yeah, pretty much. And then the disposition starts to manifest itself. So you think you bad, you little arrogant, beep, 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 and then, you know, they dropped the four little bombs, and then they started attacking my character because they can't attack the message. So then they come up to me, well, I heard that you cheated on your wife, brother. What kind of man are you, God of you? You cheated on? Yeah, nigga, I'm the one who told you I cheated on my wife. What are you, freaking some kind of, y'all don't want to get me started. So what am I saying, brothers and sisters? I'm saying you got to be authentic. But how can you be authentic? You cannot be authentic with a core imprint. That's a ruling disposition. Now, a ruling disposition is what the church calls a demon. A demon is just a different way of thinking than what you are designed to think. God put you on this planet, and God wired you for wealth. He wired you for help. He wired you for wisdom, and he wired you with a soulmate. Preordained, prior to you even getting here. And then when you got here, the disposition says that, okay, God says, okay, according to the Bible, God says, think on these things. So you're already told before birth how to think. He put it, he said, I'm not writing my laws on tablets of stone anymore. So God said, you know what? I'm not going to put it on stones anymore. I ain't going to use letters. I ain't going to put it in no freaking book. I'm going to put it in their heart. I'm going to write it on their mind. And so you're still reading books. You still got the King James Bible, and God wrote his laws in your brain. It's in your heart, according to the Bible. Now, I don't know about you. I like the Bible. Great book. But God says something different. God says that he has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer, but he's written his laws on the hearts and the minds of his people. So the question is, are you one of his people? So he has written, notice where is that though? He's written his laws, our hearts I don't know if you can understand this, brothers. This is like, this escapes the consciousness of the masses. So let me pull it up and read it for you in the Helios Biblius. So Romans chapter 2, verse 14 says, indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, their conscience has also borne witness, and their thoughts either accusing or defending them. Verse 16, this will come to pass on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Christ Jesus, as proclaimed by the Gospels. So this is telling us that even the Gentiles, again, who are not a part of God's people, they demonstrate that God's law is written in their hearts, for their own conscience and their own thoughts either accuse them or tell them what they ought to do or what they are doing. Meaning, based upon what's written in your heart, that's what expressed through your mouth and through your mind. And so there are certain people, God's people, where God has written his laws on their heart. And so he wrote certain things on your heart. So the word of God is written on your heart. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33 talks about this covenant that God made. He says, I will put my law within them and on their heart, and I will write it, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Jeremiah 31, 33. I'm going to write it on their heart. I ain't going to write it on tablets of stone any longer. I'm going to put it on their heart. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 says it this way. 2 Corinthians 3, 2 says, you yourselves are a letter inscribed on your heart, known and read by everyone. It is clear that you are a letter from Christ and the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of the human heart. The New Living Translation says it this way. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, clearly, you are a letter from Christ, you. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are a letter. You are a letter that was written. Thing in your DNA is made up of letters. And God, or Christ, wrote a letter. And that's what you are. You are a walking, talking, breathing letter. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 says, clearly you are a letter from Christ showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but it is written on human hearts. Now, if you look at the four chambers of your heart, they represent the four letters of the Hashem, and the missing letter, which is the Shin, is the walls of the heart. Heavenly Father, touch the mind of your people. So if you go to Google and type in human heart, click on images, the four chambers of the heart represents the four letters of the heart, but the Shin, the S-H-I-N, was taken out by the Maserat Jews, but it's written in your heart. So the wall, the four walls, the muscle of the heart that separates the four chambers is the fifth element. That's missing. Now, there's four letters in your DNA, A, C, G, T. The fifth letter of your DNA is the wall that holds your DNA together. It's called phosphate, phosphorus. There's five letters, brothers and sisters. There's five dimensions of the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, one, soul, joint, and marrow, three, and is the center of the thoughts, four, and the intent, five, of the heart. Five letters, five layers, five dimensions, five parts of the soul five senses. It is the under-open understanding, my brothers and sisters. In order for you to override your core imprint, you got to have a reason to override your core imprint. And all the reasons that you have to date, they ain't good enough. The reason, my brother, the reason, my sister, that you are wealthy now, the reason that you are healthy now, the reason that you are wise now, the reason that you're in a great relationship now is because God predestined you. That is your reason. So all of the other reasons you got, you can get rid of. And when you establish that reason, which is your purpose, which is your diakonia, when you establish that as the reason that you are on this planet, that every day you wake up, why do I wake up? I wake up because I got freaking purpose, brother. I wake up every day. I stay up late. I get up early because I got a reason. What's my reason? My reason is because of the fact that I'm a didactic teacher. My reason is the fact that I'm going to build a temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. My reason is that I'm going to replace error with truth. That's the reason I get up every day. That's the reason I speak with authority. That's the reason I carry myself like royalty, because I under, over, and understand why I am here. I under, over, and understand whose I am, and I under, over, and understand who I am. And until you get that reason in your spirit, you cannot override the fake you, the strong man that's sitting in the seat of your soul. And my brothers and sisters, this is extremely important because everybody got a great reason. You go to every self-help thing, they tell you, hey, make a dream board, make a mission statement, write out a reason, and that's great until you come up against a devil or a demon or a disposition or your core imprint, and you got a picture on your dream board of a car and a house, and you got stuff, or you got your mate, and then your mate comes home and says, hey, you know what, I met somebody else, and, you know, we had a great run. You know, I love you, appreciate you, thank you very much. But, I'm out. And your reason for living is gone. What about your children? You have children, you know, one day they're going to grow up. Now, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but, you know, I've seen it happen. Like, I have five children. Four of them suckers is gone and grown. Got one left. Guess what, mothers? Your children, they grow up. They're going to get married, and they're going to say, hasta la vista, baby. What you going to do when they leave? I mean, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I'm just saying, you might want to get another reason for living. Because that reason you got that's outside of you ain't good enough. You need a bigger, you need a better reason that is internal, that never, ever, 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 ever leaves you. And this reason is your original life-sustaining pattern. You're not a sociopath. You're not a psychopath. You have a life path that allows you to operate and vibrate on your mental telepathy path. When you start to over under and understand what mental telepathy is, tunnelism is gone. Then you start to do this. You start to walk in the spirit. Because those that worship God, they must worship him in spirit, in spiritus, and in truth. That is your reason, brother. That is your reason. Now, there's a lot of other great reasons, and they will all make you a lot of money. You could be in great health. You can amass a lot of wisdom and knowledge, and you can have a wonderful relationship. But it won't be eternal. It won't exist in the quantum realm. So everything I'm talking about is quantum physics. Everything I'm talking about, again, is super consciousness. This is what is called gamma consciousness. Now, out of all of the different phases and all of the different thought waves and patterns, the gamma waves are gamma wavelengths, are gamma consciousness. Is where I'm going. Is where I'm going. Because why? That's off the grid. It's off the planet. It's where the big G hangs out. So this gamma rays is similar to gamma. So that's why the gamma and gamma. So gamma and gamma are very similar. So that is the highest wavelength possible. It far exceeds X-rays, ultraviolet rays, visible light rays, infrared, microwaves, all of these other different types of waves. They're all great. Those are all different types and different levels of disposition. But the highest one, the one that taps into the all-knowing, the one that taps into the ether, that the ones that allows you to be all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, the one that aligns you with the big G, yeah, that's the gamma rays. That's the Christ consciousness. That's the super, that's the quantum realm. That should be your goal. That's my goal. And that should be your goal. So my brothers and my sisters, answer to the question of what is your reason for living is purpose. What purpose is not known, reasons for living don't exist. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Right now, you got a lot of great reasons. You went to school for what? To get a degree for what? So I can get a better job for what? Can make more money for what? So I can pay my bills for what? So I can live a better quality of life for what? You ran out of for what? For what? What is it for? So my children and this, that, and the other, it's just a circle, brothers and sisters. You went out of for what? After you go 7 layers deep, you still where you started from. You're doing it for something outside of you. You're not doing it for you. Let me let you know on a secret that changed my life. This is a secret. Don't tell nobody. This changed my life. This will change your life too. This is a secret. Y'all ready? Do it for yourself. Let me tell you the secret again. This is the secret. What's your reason for wanting to be wealthy? I want to take care of my family. I want to build a great ministry and save souls. I want to leave a legacy for my children's children. I want to help my neighbor. What's your reason for being wealthy? Because God designed me to be wealthy. God wishes above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. I'm doing it for me, brother. I'm doing it for me because it's my freaking calling. It's my right. I'm a joint heir. I'm a royal priest. That means I oscillate and vibrate on the same level. That means whatever God has, I have. Because I'm his son. I'm his offspring. And by right of inheritance, I am a joint heir. See, you've been doing it for other people. You've been doing it for other things. That's not good enough. It's good, but it's not good enough. Because you see, when you say that statement, your core imprint says, Negro, you ain't good enough. Do it for somebody else. You say, yeah, that's true. See, we all got that self-hate. See, it makes you a little uneasy when you do it for yourself. Because, see, that voice in your head going to say, that's selfish, brother. You remember that sermon that the Reverend Dr. Bishop told you that you're supposed to sacrifice yourself, you know, and throw yourself underneath the bus. You're supposed to be a doormat for everybody else. That core imprint pops up the moment that you say, I'm doing it for me. Because your core imprint going to say, you don't deserve it. Your core imprint going to say, when you say, I'm going to be happy for me, your core imprint going to say, you don't deserve to be happy. Who the hell do you think you are? And that's when you respond, I'm a king's kid. I'm made in the image and the likeness of my father. My father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's wealthy, he's healthy, he's wise, and he oscillates and vibrates in a great relationship with himself and all of his creation. So do I, because the offspring of the thing grows up to be like the thing. And then that is the only way, my brother, or the most powerful and the most effective way to deal with your core imprint. Now, even though I've been waxing eloquently for an hour, and everything that I told you, as soon as I hang up this phone, and we get off this call, you're going to go right back to vibrating on your pattern. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and 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 by hearing. You ever wonder why I do 2-3 shows a day? I'm not doing them for you. I'm doing them for me. I'm rewriting my subconscious brain. I'm growing new brain cells. I'm rewriting my core imprint. I'm changing my DNA. I'm regening myself through faith talk because I'm talking to myself and I'm listening to myself. I'm playing it over and over and over and over. Now, see, you listen to these shows maybe once. I listen to them 10, 20 times. So I'm regening myself. I'm growing new brain cells and new neurons and new synapses. And I'm walking through my old problems like butter. Why? Because I understand the power of repetition and the law of exponentiality. My only question to you is, do you understand it? If you do, or if you did, you'll be a part of the Clarion Arts program doing the same thing that I'm doing. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. My brothers and my sisters, make sure that you know your purpose, because your purpose is your reason. If your reason is not innate, interior, and internal, you will not have the power to overcome the strong man that's sitting in the seat of your soul. He's operating and vibrating as you, but he's not you. You got to get rid of that dude or that dudette. And the only way to do it is to create an environment of love. By loving yourself, you transcend yourself. Brothers and sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, that's part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but know the same pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting, yo. You going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.